Apple Clats. Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast.
Hello,
my name
guys.
Is Muiwa.
And my name is Titi Lola.
And my name is Adewale.
Yeah.
Bombo Clats.
Okay, so you guys are probably wondering what's wrong with me, why I shouted Bombo Clats at the beginning. If you are active on Twitter, there's a current thread on Twitter and Nigerians have taken it over. Like, Bombo Clats is supposed to be Jamaican slang, like an expletive, and Nigerians have turned it to another Ojewa.
It's actually a curse word in Jamaica that means nothing. There's no really.
It's just like, pardon my French, shit. or something like that. And then Jamaicans are like, they're angry that Nigerians have taken over.
they are even more angry because we are taking it out of context. Like, what are those things we see?
Like, just out
some
of
people
context.
Even use it for like their picture captions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so imagine just uploading a picture and putting Bombo Clats. Like, what does that even mean?
Well, welcome to Nigeria. That's who we are. That's how we do.
So talking about Nigerians, you know, taking over things and leading, just reminds me that Facebook has
33 million users in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Which is the largest in Africa. So Nigerians are the largest monthly active users.
Monthly active users.
3 million in Nigeria.
We are tying with South Africa for 60 million for daily active users.
Daily active, okay.
Yeah.
But South Africa has 28 million monthly active, right?
Yeah.
And Kenya has 9.9.
Yes.
So Nigerians are the most active Facebook users in Africa.
Yep. We are not the largest in Africa for just the number. We are doing something.
Well, I remember there was a tweet by Jason Njoku, very funny. It was like, I think he saw the story and he said, okay, Nigeria, 200 million people, 33 million monthly active users on Facebook. South Africa, less than times 5 the population of Nigeria, but 28 million active users. I rest my case. And then he ended the tweet. So it's like people are asking him, is he saying, oh, the 200 million population of Nigeria is not true? Or is it a reflection of the markets?
Yeah, I think it's the market in Nigeria.
I think he's actually looking at the number.
We've been talking about like how this market seems like it's so big, but
the developed market. So it's actually the maturity of market. I keep saying like we have the numbers in Nigeria, but when it comes to maturity, South Africa is first, followed by Kenya.
Yeah. So do you think that has anything to do with the fact that, so like Jumia lost, we did the reports over the 6 months since Jumia IPO, they lost 2.6 billion in market cap. And I'm not sure they're active in South Africa. So they're active in Nigeria. Nigeria is their biggest market, if I'm not mistaken. Then
Kenya, Ghana.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're active in South Africa.
No, I don't think so.
So
not
even do you think this has anything to do with it? It might. Probably, this is like their biggest market.
Because a thing we need to look at is actually is every market is actually driven by the purchasing power.
Mm.
Nigeria, people, we have the numbers, but people are hungry. How many people want to afford buying different stuff online? So the number is very small compared to people. And when you even, I think another thing we need to look at the Facebook, the number, the active users. What devices are people actually coming online with?
Because
there's with no data stuff by different telcos, by Facebook, Facebook Lite, and Facebook you can browse with internet. So if someone is actually using that, they count that. And if you browse on the internet without internet,
you still count that as
they are counting that, and you can't actually go beyond that. So you can't buy anything online.
So it brings to mind that MTN report that says, like a huge percentage of more than 50% of their data users use 0 to 5 MB per month.
Yeah, incidental users.
So
at the end of the day, I think the question we need to do is the maturity. I think we need to actually give a solid answer someday to the market maturity, the purchasing power, and GDP and all these things actually come.
I hope Jumia pulls through, because according to Telema research, they are heading for about 298 million euro loss this year alone.
Whoa.
Wow.
After IPO. You know. So they've lost their unicorn value. When they IPO'd in April, like the second or fourth day after, they were worth $3.14 billion.
Wow.
As at October 11th, they are now worth $523 million.
What? In 6 months.
So they lost 2.6 billion in market cap.
In six months.
In just 6 months.
Wow.
That's scary.
And Nigeria is their biggest market too.
Jumia, we wish you all the best. So, we wish you all the best.
So, let's go to Kenya.
Yeah.
You know, sports person now.
Yeah. Yes, Sportpesa. Yes.
They are the major sponsor of
Everton Football Club. Football Club.
Yeah.
They shut down in Kenya. Mm.
Why? But Kenya is one of their biggest markets.
Yeah.
This is not very surprising because the Kenyan government is always trying to
ban
one thing or the other.
What's the name of that guy? The minister of
Fred Matiangi or something. Yeah, that's his name, right? Oh my goodness. That guy.
I think was this some months back they were saying they wanted to regulate ban gambling, online gambling and betting and all of that.
Yes.
But so now Sport, not just Sportpesa, betting too, and that but company they both shut down in Kenya.
But you know, betting actually contributes a lot to Kenya's.
Yeah. Even Sportpesa has built developed their sports local league and all of that.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You said tax. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was something about,
because anywhere you go in Kenya, they are the one with the banner. They are the one sponsoring every event, and they actually very, very compliance with all the tax.
Isn't it weird that they are paying this much money in tax, and the government is trying to push them out of business?
Government is claiming they are not paying tax.
It doesn't even make any
government
sense.
Claim they are paying tax, but government the reason, according to the last one, was actually they are corrupting.
It says they are not paying.
It says they are not paying tax,
and both companies have come out to say it is not true because there's evidence everywhere.
Yeah, wow. There was even a time
they're giving them awards for tax
awards.
Compliance.
Wow, yes, exactly. So, I remember they gave them awards.
Does the government
for
have
tax
amnesia?
I don't understand. It doesn't even make any sense.
But
I think Sportpesa is suing like a ministry.
Oh,
for something about like disrupting their business.
Like they contribute so much to the Kenya economy. I don't get.
Doesn't make any sense. But I mean, I get the moral part. They are trying to. So according to the minister friend, he says some people might commit suicide because of betting.
Exactly.
I don't know how that will work.
Because
so this thing is just
random.
I really
do not know.
Government is like trying to regulate the wrong thing. So for example, when there was the high rate of suicide, and the government is now saying they want to ban sniper.
Sniper. It's just the same.
How does that solve the problem? For Christ's sake, people will find other ways to kill themselves. So how does banning gambling?
I'm trying to even understand how anybody. Okay, maybe when you go and gamble and you lost all your money, and then you now say, okay, this life is over for me. I want to commit suicide. Maybe that is what it's trying to say. I don't understand.
But how is that different from I always say governments have lottery, which is still gambling, but it's supposed to be the legal and the morally upright one. But it's still the same thing.
There are some things we won't understand. And when it comes to government, honestly,
I mean, they try to regulate things and they just take it to the extreme.
There are a lot of things
that's what happens all the
time. You won't even understand.
Yeah.
So,
Shipmates. Who remembers Shipmates?
Yeah, the startup we featured like 4 years ago. Yeah, okay.
They launched 2 tech points. They are supposed to be a platform that allows you ship.
And they are backed by Y Combinator.
Yeah, backed by Y Combinator. But since 2017, they've been kind of in the comunicado. Yeah.
They're trying to, I think, pivot during the loss.
So
of
they pivoted.
Things.
So okay, originally they launched to enable.
I mean, their model
shipping
was quite interesting.
Yeah. Remind me of their model again, sir.
Yes. So they connect people coming from the US, I'm guessing, to Nigeria or Ghana. So if you want to deliver something and you're in the US, they connect you to somebody. No, if you're in Nigeria, rather, connect you to somebody. They connect your product or whatever.
Yeah.
So in the US, and they bring it down to Nigeria or Ghana.
So instead of you waiting, like they're monetizing that whole, does anybody know anybody coming to...
And it was cheaper than the alternative.
Yeah, exactly. So when they pivoted in 2017, they said we reached out to them and they said they were no more focusing on Nigeria. That they're focusing only on Ghana now.
Yeah.
And then they changed their name to Enville. And then now it looks like they're not...
They changed something too. You know, you could shop on platforms aside Amazon, maybe eBay or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were now focusing on only Amazon. So you could only buy things on Amazon. And there was a limit. I think they put a lot of restrictions to their product or their services.
So, but now 3 of the 4 co-founders have moved on.
Yeah.
According to LinkedIn. One of them has even posted a startup is working. He's working at a new startup now called, I can't remember the name of the startup, but 3 of them have moved on. Once he has Shipmates or Enville as a company on his LinkedIn, it's possible he forgot to update it. We reached out, but he has not replied. But I mean, it's crazy. This is another YC back startup again.
Yeah.
The other time we talked about Trace App, and there was another YC back startup.
No, I think this is the second YC
back
startup.
No,
and interesting, both of them didn't raise
follow-on funding. Yeah.
Funding after the YC. No, so I think we can conclude, but one thing this is showing us is YC backing you is not guaranteed for success.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we wish them all the best. We wish all the founders all the best. And we'll be tracking their story and we'll be following it as they go on.
Yeah. So don't forget, this is Tech Points Africa podcast. You can listen to this podcast anywhere you get podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
TuneIn,
SoundCloud, Stitcher. Anyway, we welcome. Please don't forget to review, like, share, especially on Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot when you review. So please share with friends. You can also tweet at us at techpoint.ng.
Yeah.
And use the hashtag TechPointsAfricaPodcast if you have any thoughts about anything we've talked about, anything. And don't forget that all the stories we've talked about, you can find them on the website techpoint.africa.
So, we're supposed to come with the question of the day, but we don't have any.
Yeah.
So, next time, we'll definitely come back.
Yeah, and we're back. And I know some of our listeners were asking where we went. We're back. I'm not going anywhere.
We're trying to... And please, give us feedback. We're trying to play around a lot of things to understand how podcast should work in Africa, especially tech.
So you can tweet
and
at us.
We'll appreciate your feedback. It's really, really important. If you listen to this, if you are listening to this, it's important.
If you want to go anonymous, you can also email us podcasts@techpoint.africa and then we'll welcome your feedback. So to come away again next time.
Yes. Yeah.
My name remains Muiwa.
And I'm Titilola.
And I'm Adewale.
Bumbo clats!
Bye!
Bye.